In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. I'm looking at the calendar, and the calendar tells us that on September 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, in Phoenix, Arizona, at Grace Inn, we will be experiencing the Conference of Warriors of Worship. I'm telling you that a worshiper is a warrior. A worshiper is a warrior. When we worship the Lord, we are in a battle doing war. As we worship Him, it says God arises and all of His enemies are scattered. God arises and all of His enemies are scattered. When we raise up the name of the Lord, God arises and all of His enemies are scattered. I'm going to be reading now from the 149th Psalm. Listen. Praise the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in the Lord that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord takes delight in His people. The Lord will beautify the meek with salvation. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, in a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind the kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment with them. This honor have all His saints. Praise the Lord. To bind the kings, their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. This is, we are not only worship God when we worship God, but we do warfare. We bind the kings of darkness with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron. That's the byproduct of the worship. It's a byproduct of the worship. Like the byproduct of taking care of a tree is fruit. That's the byproduct of the worship. Our worship is toward God, toward the Father, to His Son Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit. But you see, when we worship God, things begin to happen in the heavenlies. We bind those evil spirits with chains, and all those who are in cahoots with them, in fetters of iron. This is a way of saying things, that our worship does something. That's why this conference in Phoenix, Arizona, is wonderful, because we do the things that Psalm 149 says. We do sing joyfully to the Lord. We do have the high praises of God in our mouth. We do have the two-edged sword, which is the Word of God, in our hand. We do dance before the Lord. We do sing praises unto Him with timbrel. We do sing praises unto Him. This is what happens on the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th in Phoenix, Arizona. My friends in Phoenix, Arizona, you need to say something's going to be happening in your area. And you know what? If you can possibly get there, get there. I know there are people coming from Boston, to the Warriors of Worship Conference. But the people in Arizona, it would be a pathetic thing that these things will be happening and you don't avail yourself to it. It would be pathetic if you're so close to the Grace Inn on the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September, not to be there. It would be so sad. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be conducting a healing service. I'm going to be celebrating the masses. I'm going to be doing a workshop on healing. I'm going to be there, but there are going to be other great people, greater than I, that's going to be there, speaking the word of God and ministering to God's people, but mostly warriors of worship, praising God, adoring Jesus, singing praise, dancing and jumping up and down. The high praises of God should be in our mouth. I'm telling you, this is happening in Phoenix, Arizona at Grace Inn. And it's the 16th, that's Thursday, the 17th, that's Friday, the 18th, that's Saturday, and the 19th of September. Maybe you can't be at all of it, but you can be at some of it. Maybe you can't be at all of it, but you can be at some of it. And so I am inviting you to Grace Inn, to be with us, to be with us, to be with us as we worship Him, as we come together as a people. I'm telling you, more happens with worship than anything else. More happens with worship. We've been worshiping God. I haven't been because I've been kind of sick, but at 4 o'clock every afternoon. And today's Monday, we'll be doing it at 4 o'clock on Monday and at the Holy Rosary. And you know what? There was a sweet presence of the Lord on Saturday when we prayed for the sick. That's not because I was there. That's because the people have been worshiping God, and that sweet presence of the Holy Spirit was so available to us, because you see, praise ushers in the presence of God. And you know, we haven't learned that after 2,000 years. Yes, we sing the Psalms. Yes, let the high praises of God be on their lips. Well, you know what the high praises are? Hallelujah! Oh, my Lord, that sounds a little crazy. But I'm telling you, this is what it says. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise His name in dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. The Lord takes pleasure in His people. When we praise Him, the Lord takes pleasure in His people when we praise Him. Do you understand that? He takes pleasure. You know, it's like a little child just looking up to Daddy and saying, you know, smiling. And God just says, oh, those are my children. What are they going to be doing? They could be doing other things on the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September, but they've come to praise the Father. They've come to praise His Son. They've come to join in the power of the Holy Spirit. These are my children. I take pleasure in them. More takes place through praise than anything else. I know that to be true. How do I know that? Well, that's what I'll be talking about today from the book of Revelation. So if you are interested in coming to the Warriors of Worship Conference at Grace Inn in Phoenix, Arizona, this is the number you call, 1-847-962-7307. 1-847-962-7307. 1-847-962-7307. One more time, 1-847-962-7307. Or CatholicWOW.org. CatholicWOW.org. That's on the internet. CatholicWOW.org. 847-962-7307. How do I know that praise is that instrument of worshiping God as well as tying down and doing warfare against the enemy? How do I know that? Because in heaven, they are having the greatest day today. And let me tell you, nobody in heaven is sick. They're having fun today in heaven. There's more joy in heaven than can be contained in our beings. Our bodies are not made for that joy. Sometimes we get little drips of it and little drops of it, and it's so wonderful. But our bodies are not made for that joy. Let's look at what they're doing in heaven. I'm reading from Revelation 4:8. and the four living creatures, each of them had six wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night. Night and day they sing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Night and day they sing, Holy, holy, holy. These are angelic beings. What are they doing in heaven? They are worshiping God. What's going to happen in Phoenix, Arizona? We're going to be worshiping God at the Warriors of Worship Conference. We're going to join heaven. And things begin to happen when you join heaven. And then it says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you were created. You created all things, and they were created for your pleasure, and they were created for your pleasure. You have been created for the pleasure of God. God takes pleasure in us when we worship Him. When we worship Him, God takes pleasure in us when we worship Him. Last night was Sunday, and we were worshiping the Lord, and the Lord took pleasure in that worship, because you know what? His children, when they gather to worship Him, He loves it. He loves it. He doesn't need it. He loves it. He loves it. He just so grateful that we come to worship Him. Today at 4 o'clock at the Holy Rosary, we'll be doing the same thing. God takes pleasure in our worship. He takes pleasure in us when we worship. That's why it would be pathetic for the people in Phoenix, Arizona to miss this Warriors of Worship Conference. It would be pathetic if you can come 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September at the Grace Inn in Phoenix, Arizona. Telephone number 847-962-7307. I'm telling you, let's continue in the book of Revelation. Let's continue and see what they're doing. For they sang a new song. This is the fifth chapter, ninth verse, singing, Thou art worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And you have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign upon the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing, and blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. This is what they're doing in heaven. This is what they're doing in heaven. And Jesus said, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why don't we have the kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven? Because we do not do what they're doing in heaven. We are not worshiping God. We have not abandoned ourselves to worship. We have not abandoned ourselves to worship in the liturgy, and not only in the liturgy, but in praise and honor and adoration. I tell you, the kingdom comes in the power of the Holy Spirit when we worship. When we worship, when we worship like David, not caring what people think, not caring what people think. He was the king, and there he dances before the Ark of the Covenant, and he's half naked, and his wife Michal, she scorns him. She scorns him. But David knew he was before the Lord, and he was doing what he needed to do, praising God, adoring the Lord, worshiping God as the Ark of the Covenant was coming into Jerusalem. I'm telling you, my friends, it's all about worship. It's all about praise. It's all about singing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord a new song. The scripture says it over and over and over again. A new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. A new song. Not something old, but a new song. I will sing unto the Lord a new song, and His name I will praise forever. I will sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise I will praise forever. I will sing unto the Lord, for He is great. He is great. That's a new song. It's not the best in the world, but you know what? Better than an old song. better than an old song, to sing a new song unto the Lord, to sing praises unto his name, to worship him, and to be like David, not caring what people think, not caring. And you know what? That's what we do. We care. What are people going to think about us? Who cares what people think about us, okay? When you're in trouble, are they going to help you? I don't think so. Not most people. When you're in trouble, they're not going to help you. So who cares what people think about us? Who's going to help me when I'm in trouble? The Lord going to help me. So he's worthy of praise. He's worthy of worship. He's worthy of adoration. That's going to happen the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September. Warriors of Worship Conference. Where is it going to be held? It's going to be held at Grace Inn in Phoenix, Arizona. What's the telephone number? 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. It's time to sign up. And you know, in Boston, if you cannot get to the Warriors of Worship in Arizona, they're going to have something with Charismatic Renewal the same weekend. And you can find out by calling 781 for Boston. It's going to be multilingual. 781-472-4111. 781-472-4111. 781-472-4111. That's right. Let's praise God. We'll be praising God in Boston. We'll be praising God in Arizona. We're going to be praising God, joining the heavenly choirs, joining the angels and the saints, worshiping God the way he deserves to be worshiped. And remember, it's warfare. The byproduct is warfare. Our main product is to worship God, but the byproduct is warfare. It's warfare, just like the byproduct of caring for a tree is it happens to be fruit. Care for the tree, you get fruit. You know, people say, you know, somebody comes to me and they say, you know, they're having trouble, that their house is creaking and they're having noises and the doors of their bedrooms are opening and closing. You know what I say? Get some Christian music and start singing praise unto the Lord, because no demon going to be able to stay in that place. Start praising God. Start worshiping God. Start singing and dancing. Get up and start saying, hallelujah, Jesus is the King. Hallelujah, Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah, there's no one else like him. I'll tell you, the only way to get rid of these little imps is to start worshiping God, doing warfare. But that's the byproduct. We praise God. Why? Because he's so wonderful. We praise God. Why? Because he redeemed us through the blood of Jesus. We praise God. Why? Because he sent his son. We praise God. Why? Because he is the Lord. We praise God. Why? Because he deserves it. We praise God. Why? Because that's our vocation. Our vocation is to praise, to worship, to adore the King of glory. Hallelujah. 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 And you know what? We don't know how to do that. We got all stuck in our problems. You know what the Lord said last night through a prophetic word through me? He says, wake up. Know who you are. Know who you are in me. Know that my presence is in you. Don't get pushed around anymore. Don't allow yourself to be pushed around anymore. How many of us are pushed around? Just pushed around. Because we don't know who we are. Not who I am in myself, but who I am in Jesus. In myself, I'm nothing. In Jesus, that's a different story. I live in him. He is my Lord. I'm grafted onto the vine. Don't get pushed around, he said. Wake up. Don't you know? Christ in you is the hope of glory. Don't get pushed around. You don't have to be pushed around by the enemy or anybody else. You don't have to be pushed around, because know who you are in me. You don't know who you are in me. That's why you get pushed around. That's real. So, you know, we come to worship God. Today at the Holy Rosary at 4:00, you're welcome to come if you want to come. There aren't many people, but you know what? We're going to worship him anyway. Don't have to have a lot. He said 2 or 3. That's all he said. And you know what? That's what he meant. 2 or 3. When 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. He said that. He means that. So, you know, we've been doing that at the Holy Rosary, and things are happening at the Holy Rosary. Why? Because the worship of God ushers in heaven. The worship of God ushers in the presence of God. The worship of God ushers in miracles. The worship of God ushers in people to come to be blessed, to be blessed, to be blessed. We had a woman come for the last 2 weeks. This woman is so sweet. She is so sweet, okay? And she has Alzheimer's. And she is so distraught about not being able to remember. And she is so sweet. I just take her by the hand and I say, you know what? You're so beautiful. And you're such a gift to be here. And I take her by the hand and we sing songs together. And, you know, she's so beautiful. And I saw her eyes twinkle. They went from depression to a little twinkle. Just, you know, she's saying, Father, I don't remember, I don't remember. I said, honey, you're so beautiful. And we're just going to just sing songs to Jesus today. And you know what? Things start to happen in her. Things start to happen. Her eyes start to twinkle again, rather than that blank look. I know the blank look of depression. I know it. I can look in somebody's eyes. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. I know it. I know that look, that empty, vacant look. I know it. And you know, that's why we need habitats of praise. See, we're not in heaven at this point, but Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Jesus said, okay? And heaven comes if we're doing what heaven is doing. And what is heaven doing? Oh, they are just in glorious adoration of the King of Glory. They're in absolute praise of Jesus. They're in praise of the Father. They're in praise of the Son. They are adoring God. They are calling out, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Oh, they love God so much. They love the Father so much. So when we join heaven, things begin to happen. See, it's all about heaven. It really is all about heaven. It's all about heaven. When heaven and earth touch at the Eucharist, my Lord, that's everything. That's everything. That's everything. That's everything. That's why we need to celebrate the Eucharist with reverence, with passion, with love for Jesus. But then there's other kinds of worship. Psalm 149. Sing. Dance. Make a joyful shout unto the Lord. Sing. Rejoice. 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 Philippians says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Not only does he say rejoice always, but he says, again, I say rejoice. And you know, I know sometimes it's hard to rejoice. But you know what? Rejoicing is something God calls us to do because he is the King of Glory. Again, I want to invite people in all over the United States to Warriors of Worship Conference. You can just come to Phoenix, Arizona, Grace Inn, and the telephone number is 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307, or CatholicWOW.org. CatholicWOW.org. And if you can't get to the Warriors of Worship, Charismatic Renewal in Boston is having something, and I'll give you their telephone number. Take it down. 781-472-4111. 781-472-4111. 781-472-4111. We'll be praising God in Arizona, and people be praising God in Boston, and they're praising God in heaven. And you know what? He's worthy! Do you know it? He's worthy! Having a hard day? Get some Christian music on today and start singing. Having a hard day? Start worshiping God. Having a hard day? Start clapping your hands before the Lord. Start doing something that's going to get you out of it. Go help somebody else and you'll see that you'll dig yourself out of a hole. Go help somebody else in the name of Jesus and you'll see you'll dig yourself out of a hole because you'll see that other people need you and it's always good to be needed. Even when we're in the doldrums, it's always good to feel how I am needed, how I am needed, how I am needed. Because the Lord wants to use you and bless you. It's time to praise the Lord, and it's time to do something for somebody else today. Understand? I hope you understand. Try to make this so simple. So, Warriors of Worship, September 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September. We're going to worship the Lord. I'll be there having a healing service. I'm doing a workshop on healing, and I'm celebrating the masses, and you're welcome to come. And the telephone number is 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307. And today we're going to be worshiping the Lord at the Holy Rosary at 4 o'clock. You're welcome to come. You're welcome to come. You're welcome to come. You're welcome to come. Let me tell you this, my friends. I do need to hear from you so that we can pay our summer bills. We still have to pay now August. August needs to be paid. And so if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. One more time. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Oh, dear. Let me just tell you this. I tell you that these are days that God wants to do new things and wonderful things. And, you know, you've got to get in the flow. And the best way to get in the flow is to get in with worship. The best way to get in the flow is to get in with worshiping God, with the heavenly host, with the saints and with the angels. I'm telling you about Jimmy the Roofer. He not only does roofing, but vinyl siding. I'll give you his telephone number, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. You should see his work. This is the work of an artist, you know what? He might not be an artist on a canvas, but he's an artist on a roof. 617-519-0341. And may Jesus Christ be praised. Read Psalm 149 today. Read it and do it. Don't only read it. When it says rejoice, say hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.